You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are joined by Tabani Gapada, who's coming on to talk about his new single, Matunga. Good morning, Tabani. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. Very, 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 very lucky to have you. You are one of Aotearoa's, you know, I wouldn't say emerging, you're very solidified at this point, but you're one of our most prolific saxophonists, is that the term?
Yeah, that is the term. I've been fortunate, like I've been really blessed to be able to be connecting with so many amazing artists in the community. Mm-hmm. I've been in the country for about 13 years, and just every year brings new relationships that are fantastic, and I have been really fortunate to play with some amazing artists.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sharing some of my own music as well, which has been super, super awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome. I earlier in the week, I reviewed a great sax album. It is Getz Gilberto. I'm sure you're familiar with that record.
I must confess, I'm not. So I'm going to have to do some homework.
That's the, it's a classic Bossa Nova album.
Oh, nice.
Are you much of a Bossa Nova fan?
I am. There's, I think like most people, we get into Gilberto.
Yes, and that's, yeah, that's She Did Girl from Ipanema on that album.
Getz Gilberto album. Okay, yeah. Cool. I take it back. I know the album.
Nice. It's a banging record, eh?
It is, and such a great way to like introduce people to the instrumental music. It's so romantic. It's so wonderfully put together, the music. It's just lush.
It's magical, yeah, because I know that you're a fan of Hugh Mustakella.
I am.
Were you mostly into like jazz from Africa? Is that how you got into jazz?
That's literally how I got into jazz. Playing in high school band with my friends, and we were all checking out all this music that was coming out of South Africa mostly, but also Mozambique and some of the musicians from Botswana and Zimbabwe. And Hugh Masekela, I suppose, for the most part, has because he had been doing it for so long and had had such a huge influence on a lot of musicians from the community, the music community in Southern Africa. Mm. He's just, he's a lighthouse, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or a beacon.
Oh man, what a beacon. Yeah. And what a spirit he was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny, I am aware of this, of Hugh from his song Riot, which was sampled by, are you familiar with Earl Sweatshirt?
No, I'm not.
He's a rapper, and he sampled that track and kind of redid it and made it all glitchy and weird. And Riot is such a beautiful track. Real beautiful
nice.
Song. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a vibe.
We'll talk more about the single, I guess, but I do want to know, you're quite the hat enjoyer. Where'd the love of hats come from? Every photo I see you in, you got a fedora, you got a little straw hat, you got a bunch of different hats on.
Yeah.
Man of many hats, quite literally.
I think I've been trying to figure out for a while what it is that I want to represent or how I want to present myself on stage. Mm-hmm. Not just as Tabani, the artist, but even when I perform as a session musician or behind somebody else, you know, and be a support artist behind somebody else. And it kind of went from wearing like some MC Hammer style pants, you know, with like heaps of like jewelry and I think like just a wife beater? Is that?
Yeah, the kind of vest, like the tank top.
Tank top.
Yeah,
tank top. That's a better word for it. And
wife beater is such an intense word.
Man, it's just like as you think of the word, you're like, do I really want to say this?
Yeah.
Oh,
but you're wearing tank tops.
I was wearing tank tops, and I don't think it was working out, and went to like one of the like secondhand clothing stores and just kind of tried out a couple of suit jackets and that, and I was like, well, you know, if you're gonna wear a suit, why don't you wear a hat with it? Mm-hmm. And I've kind of tried out like trilbies and cheese cutters, and I've really decided that like the fedora and the pota are like just so nice, you
yeah,
know?
And it's
just an easy way to stand out and have something that people can be like, oh yeah, I know you.
Yeah.
And I know what you do. And yeah, it just makes it, I think it's important to kind of make it easy for people to like connect. And dressing the way I do just makes it easy for people to know, oh, okay, cool, I know what's coming.
Mm-hmm,
and I like that. Plus, I love a good hat.
Yeah, it's a classic look. It's a classic look, man. So you released an album in March earlier this year called In Their Footsteps Volume 2. Is the new track Matunga, is that something that you were toying with when you were making that record that you felt didn't necessarily fit there, or is it something that just kind of came separately?
It's separate. So In Their Footsteps has been a thing that I've enjoyed because, like, aside from people like Huma Sekela, there's a whole bunch of music that comes from Southern Africa that I've been in love with. And I'm in a community right now, a music community that doesn't have the same relationship. And so it's a way for me to share that music and tell people kind of where I come from. Mm. And now Matunga is a single that's part of a project of original songs that I'll be putting out later this month, actually.
Cool. So it's an EP, album?
Album.
Oh, man.
First full-length album by me, and very excited about it.
Yeah, you're a very industrious person.
But we got to keep busy, don't we?
Yeah.
We got to keep busy. And so it was like, okay, cool, here's a record earlier this year of music that I'm in love with, that I've had, that has a special place in my heart. Mm. But now, starting with Matunga, here's music from my soul.
Yes.
Everybody else.
And, you know, it is a very soulful song because it is a tribute to your father. Yes. Was he a musical guy at all?
My father is not really a musical guy, but he's a philosophical guy. He's a... I've been blessed to have him as a parent, and the more you spend time in the world, you realize what a blessing your parents can be, you know. And he's always encouraged me to think, to look at myself and the world around me and be aware, not just kind of bumble around the world. But then he's also just inspiring and in his way of being with the world and being with people. Mm. And this tribute is my attempt to kind of paint a portrait of how I see his spirit and his warm, cool, chill, you know, just vibe. He's such a great vibe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really beautiful, man. That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
You were originally born and raised in Zimbabwe, but you moved to South Africa after high school to do some jazz studies. And this was interesting about the saxophone thing you were talking about earlier, because it sounds like from an article I read earlier, is that saxophone was like the last instrument you really played that got...
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, in like year 13, basically, right?
It would be the equivalent of year 11. So, like, I think...
Oh, sure.
Wait. No, I'm wrong. You're right.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Wait.
Come on.
I feel like it was
seven,
the last... 7 years year of high school, right?
7 years of primary school and 6 years of high school. That's 13 years, year 12.
Oh, okay, year 12. Okay, so basically the end of high school. And then, yeah, you moved to South Africa to do some jazz studies. Did Zimbabwe have much of a jazz scene?
Zimbabwe has a mix of music. There's a huge dance hall scene. There's a huge scene of local music called Sungura. Mm. There's also music that's come out of the revolution. My words ran away from me. There was a revolution where people were fighting to have a change of the way things were run in a country that was called Rhodesia, that is now Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And there's a music that came out of that struggle that is called Chimurenga music. There's a whole lot of, there's just a huge mix of music. Jazz is played as a fusion music mostly.
Okay.
And people find ways to incorporate jazz harmony and jazz rhythm into some other music that they're making, and I at least it that was my first-hand experience of jazz within the Zimbabwean experience.
Fascinating, man. Fascinating. I don't think we have a heck of a lot of time before we have to do news updates. We have to play the song as well. But are there any more shows you want to plug? And do you want to announce the date or the title of your upcoming album?
Yes. Awesome. we have another single that'll be dropping on the 11th of this month. And then on the on the 15th, the whole album will be dropping. Performing on the 18th of October at the Wellington Jazz Festival.
Nice.
At Rogan Vagabond. If anybody ends up in Wellington, turn up, turn up. Also going to be doing a tribute show to Yuma Sekela in Wellington for the Wellington Jazz Festival on the 19th of October. And playing at the Nelson Arts Festival on the 25th of this month as well. So
nice.
All of that is in celebration of that album that'll be coming out. And and everybody just check out Thabani Gapara on your social media. I keep everybody appraised.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, you do have very prolific social media. I hats off to you. Quite literally, in your case, for putting out so much stuff and doing so many things. Do you come down to Auteporti Dunedin anytime soon? I'd love to.
That is the goal.
That is the goal.
Absolutely the goal. The goal is to kind of slowly and steadily keep reaching out to the communities outside of Tamaki. And I suppose Nelson is the first attempt at that. And then try and keep reaching out and reaching out and reaching out.
Cool. I'd love to see a Tiwai Punamu South Island tour. That would be fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, indeed. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Thabani. It was great chatting with you, and I'm looking forward to playing the song right now.
Thank you for having me, and have a great day.
Yeah, likewise, my friend, likewise. All right, folks, that was Thabani Gapara with his track. His track. We just had a corridor with Thabani about his new track, Matunga, which you can find all over social media and Spotify and the likes. We're going to play for you. We're going to play it for you right now. And then after that, we have some news updates. You're listening to The One. Take care.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.